Trump has always preferred a chaotic workplace, but his confidence in the Oval Office is new. When he won the White House, back when no one in his orbit had pleaded guilty, Mueller was at a white shoe law firm, and liberals still blamed then-FBI Director James Comey for Hillary Clinton's loss. Trump decided he needed some experience around him. He had been a successful businessman, but as the head of a privately held real estate empire, he'd never suffered a board of directors or oversight of stockholders. Moreover, he knew he was the first commander-in-chief not to have previously served in government or the military. So, Trump hired a flight of experienced Washington hands to help guide him. They were the guardrails of his presidency, and Trump hated it. These men, and they were largely men, told him often in charts and pictures why his preferred actions were dangerous. Sometimes they were right. But in recent weeks, Trump has focused more on decisions where their dire predictions haven't come true, aides say. They told him that moving the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem would cause lasting chaos in the Middle East. It did not. They warned him that tariffs on steel and aluminum would spark a trade war with Europe. It wasn't as bad as they had feared. They warned that a debt-heavy tax package would spook investors. Wall Street is booming, although investors are warning clients that a reckoning is coming. These advisors, the so-called experts, Trump mockingly labeled them, had all been proven wrong, he said. Why, he wondered aloud, was he listening to them? And over time, the guardrails gave way. Trump ditched some of the staffers. Gone was the first chief of staff, Reince Priebus, along with several of his deputies. Tillerson was his boldest firing yet. Others were forced out by scandal or by Trump's order-seeking chief of staff, retired Marine General John Kelly. Rob Porter, the White House staff secretary, the administration's traffic cop for top secret and other files, was pushed out when the public learned he had been accused of abusing his ex-wives. The president's personal aide, once a YouTube viral video star with a knack for trick throws of footballs and a reported penchant for online gambling, was sent packing soon after, but he landed a new gig at the Trump 2020 campaign. Then there is the departure of Hope Hicks, Trump's top media strategist, who was tired of working in a windowless closet without within shouting distance of the Oval Office. As much as anyone, she had been able to influence the president, and White House officials worried that her departure could leave Trump unmoored. Top economic advisor Gary Cohn resigned after losing an internal fight over metals tariffs. On March 19th, the president roiled his legal team, adding well-known Washington lawyer Joseph DeGeneva, who had accused the FBI and Justice Department of conspiring against the president.